Chiefs crush Hornets, covering trick plays, and uncovering an old record. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. They waited patiently for a whole year for this opportunity, the Canton Chiefs did. And when they got it, they finally made the most of it last weekend in a Division I regional final football game with Saline. Utilizing a dominating running attack, the Chiefs advanced to the semifinals of the playoffs this time around with a convincing 27-7 victory over the previously unbeaten Hornets. Marcus Sanders led the way with 195 yards rushing on 24 carries, and he told MHSAA Football Friday Overtime that he couldn't wait for the rematch.
I was thinking about last year's game, and it was really emotional, and it was a personal thing, and we just wasn't letting it happen two times in a row, and we had to get it done this time.
You can catch the season-ending edition of Football Friday Overtime at midnight on Friday on Fox Sports Detroit as Mickey York and Rob Rubick preview this weekend's semifinals. Canton will take on Detroit Cass Tech in the semis on Saturday at Troy Athens at 1 p.m. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Matthew Sexton of Clinton, who ripped off four touchdown runs of big lengths in a regional final victory over Jackson Lumen Christie, gaining 254 yards in the process. And the volleyball team at Battle Creek St. Philip recorded the program's 2,000th win last week since the program began in 1976 en route to a regional title. And Coach Vicki Groke has been on the bench for 1,005 of them. Breakfast really is the most important meal of the day. Break the fast before a strenuous workout. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Play ball, play ball, play ball.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
In some of the biggest football games of the year, oftentimes a trick play can mean the difference between winning or losing. Many types of these trick plays are perfectly legal. The halfback pass, the hook and lateral, or the double pass, with the first pass being backward behind the line of scrimmage and the second pass being forward. There are several types of trick plays, however, that are prohibited by rule. One is the old fumble rooski play, to where a team intentionally fumbles near the center and a lineman picks up the ball and advances. A second type that is illegal is whenever you're using substitution or pretended substitution to free up a receiver or player standing out along the sideline.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. I've never been shy about telling people that if all I had to do in my job at the MHSAA every day was talk history and records, I'd be living the dream. And one of the fun parts is when you get to uncover something that you had never seen before. Last week, while researching some information on the pitching records of Vermontville ace Ken Beardsley back in the 1940s, I ran across an article about a punt in a football game that went 110 yards back in 1931 in a contest between Big Rapids and Reed City. Big Rapids quarterback Tom Ryan, kicking from his own end zone with the wind behind him, launched the ball out to midfield, where on the muddy turf, it took a series of bounces for about another 60 yards and out of the opposite end zone. Now the length of punts today are measured from the line of scrimmage to the opposing goal line, making the longest possible punt 99 yards, but what a kick by Tom Ryan back in 1931 that made my day last week in uncovering yet another great nugget about our games. It's a great weekend of action on MHSAA.tv with live coverage of the semifinals and finals of the girls' volleyball tournament, the finals in Lower Peninsula girls' swimming and diving, and 12 semifinal football games in the 11-player football playoffs. Get your subscription to all of the action at MHSAA.tv. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.